brought to you by Lightspeed and XMWX Satellite Weather. Lightspeed is pleased to announce the availability of the new Zulu Point 2. Stop by the Lightspeed booth number N2029 at NBAA and give it a try. Improving in the areas of quiet, comfort, and clarity, Zulu Point 2 once again sets the standard in the premium headset market.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Las Vegas, where we're Scott Ernest, new CEO of Cessna. Scott, as Cessna goes, so goes the general aviation industry in the U.S. What does the future look like? And now that you've got your feet wet, you've been in for about 4 months, what are your initial impressions?
Yeah, I couldn't be more pleased with the team here at Cessna. I feel that we are absolutely focusing on the right product plans going forward. We've broken the organization up into a focus around the single engine activities under Jody Noah. And then we've also have Brad Thress leading all the jet activities. So we've got individual focus, looking at the product lines, and really trying to determine exactly where we want to put our investment dollars to make sure that we're responding to the customer feedback. And I can tell you, the team is excited. We've got people that are so passionate about our product. And I do agree with you. As Cessna goes, so does the energy around general aviation. And it is so exciting to be part of it. It's got 84 years of history at Cessna, and for me it's a privilege to be part of that team. And I've got just a wonderful leadership team and that are engaged and working this very effectively.
Okay, so when all of the changes happened at Cessna and you took over, immediately the rumor mill started. Everything from the whole company being sold to China to bits and pieces of it being sold off. Is Cessna going to remain an integrated company, and how's that going to work going forth?
Yeah, I feel very strong that we have a very good position with respect to how our customers view our product. And so we're going to continue to invest in our product, and we're going to continue to make sure that we've got the ability to satisfy those requirements, satisfy the service activities that go along with our product, and make sure that our customers are continuing to give us the right feedback.
Now, one of the things that you've announced today was almost a strategic alliance with your sister company, Bell. How is that going to work, and what are the advantages of that?
Yeah, I think in any larger company, when you can take advantage of all the resources within that company and be able to share those resources globally and domestically, you're going to be a stronger company that has the ability to support your customer in a much more efficient manner. And that's what we're going to do.
So what I saw on the map that you showed in the news conference is that the Cessna is going to bunk in with Bell at service centers and sales centers all over the world.
Actually, we've already started that. When you look at it, Russ, we've got a joint shop going into Singapore. We have a joint shop in Prague, and we're going to continue to look at that in China and some of the other activities, because there's no reason we shouldn't try and share our resources to be as effective as possible.
Now, in terms of products, you're unveiling the M2 today, the mock-up of the M2. You announced it 2 weeks ago. What I heard you say in not so many words in the news conference is that the Columbus project is dead for at least the time being.
Well, I think we are always going to continue to look at the right product investment. I do think that each one of the business leaders that are looking at their product families are looking into the future and trying to determine what the right investment should be for those product families. But right now, we're concentrating on the established products that we've already brought to market.
Okay, and I heard a little bit of tease on single engine, maybe some new products coming out in the coming year in the single engine lines.
Yeah, I think when you put the right focus on those single engines with Jody and her team, they're obviously looking at the investment dollars that are available and trying to figure out how they can satisfy the most customers for the investment dollars that we can put into those products, and we're going to continue to invest in that business.
Are there any thoughts towards hybrids or electric or diesel or anything like that?
Well, we get a lot of feedback on alternative fuels, so I can tell you we are looking at that very seriously.
Okay. Well, I have to think for a second now. There's one other question that I had that... Oh. It's a global marketplace. Much more so than it was even a decade ago. And you mentioned during the news conference that the reason that you build airplanes in other markets is for access to those markets. Where does Cessna go next?
Well, I think you obviously have to look at the development from a global economy. And we are going to make sure that we have the ability to respond both domestically and globally to the opportunities. And so as those develop, we will make sure that we put the right investment behind that and deliver that product in those appropriate markets.
This has been Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Las Vegas. Thanks for listening. XMWX satellite weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX satellite weather to your onboard electronics suite today. Come see the latest XMWX satellite weather has to offer at booth N1514 during the NBAA convention. Or visit us online at xmwxweather.com.